You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
What up, though? This your girl, Millie. You're tuned in to another episode of A Blind Chick. So I'm going to start with opening up my week. It's been a crazy week. You know, being blind is always a crazy day, a crazy week. But first, I want to give a little shout out to the Hobson family. They lost a very, very special person to them. Their aunt, their sister, a daughter, a mother, a grandmother, a friend, when whatever else she meant to you. She was a very cool, fun, spontaneous, tell what's on your mind type of person. My memory of her was she would always call her sister's house and we'll talk about food and religion. She loved to try new things. And, you know, you guys lost a great person. And I just want to send my condolences to everybody because that's the topic of my episode tonight. Family, friends, blindness, and, you know, all that good stuff. So, again, I want to send my condolences because, you know, it's always hard to lose a loved one because I've experienced this so many times over. And my advice to everybody is just you don't forget about the person. You don't forget about what happened and how you seen them be sick or nothing like that. You kind of just push it to the back of your head. And it gets better, but you never forget. So my advice is just to remember the memories of her. Remember all the good times you guys shared and, you know, all that good stuff. Because you guys' family is strong. And I always appreciate that about you guys, that you guys are, when something happens, regardless of something happens, y'all always come together. And a lot of families wish that they were like that. So, you know, I send my condolences because I love y'all and I appreciate everything you guys have done for me. So that's the least I can do. But in any event, on another note, you know, I'm in school, so that's always hectic, navigating through life with the blindness and going to school all over again because you got to learn. I learned all over again like a baby. So not only did I have to learn how to kind of read again necessarily. I know how to read, spell, and write. But when you learn Braille, it's like you never realize that you're reading a word like important and you have to go letter by letter like, am I spelling it right? But, you know, it's just it's a process navigating through life again and all that good stuff. School's been okay. It's going to be a long, drawn-out winter plus going to school. So that's just it. Nothing super crazy happened this week except for burying a loved one. But that's really about it. So I'm going to just jump right into it. So I'm a part of this group. They're called the Blind Divas. So if you are blind, low vision, any type of visually you're visually impaired, it's a group for women and women only. They also have a group for men that are blind, visually impaired only, called the Blind Bosses. I'll get some more information on that if my divas know. But I want to shout my divas out because it's a group with so many empowering women of all ages from all over the world, really. We have international people from all over the United States. Shout out to Detroit, Chicago, Ohio, Philly, North Carolina, California, Florida, all my divas everywhere. You know, it's ran by the amazing Tiandria and Paradise, which is the president and vice president of the group. And we just had a talk last night, get together and just talk about stuff because being blind, you don't realize, people think that, oh, because you're blind, you don't have normal problems because that's all you focus on is your blindness. No, we got baby daddy issues. We have marital problems. We have relationship problems. We have other illnesses. We work, we go to school on top of that. So it's just not, oh, I focus on my blindness all the time. Yeah, my first couple episodes going to be about blindness. You're getting to know me and understanding people that are blind and understanding what we do and how we do it. But it's going to be based on all types of things. But I just wanted to shout out them. If you're a blind woman of any age, come on, join the group. You can find them on Blind Divas. You can join Tiandria or Paradise. Of course, you make sure you're blind and you're a woman and all that good stuff. And then you join the group and there's so many activities. Even though we're not in the same state, we have support group calls and we're just a group of women that's trying to support each other getting through with the same problems you do, but we just can't see. So it was an amazing thing she started. So I just wanted to shout out them and get, it's like a family. They're like a family too. Because when you have a certain issue, it's nothing like finding people with that issue. You know, when I first became blind, I didn't want to do nothing. I was like, look, a support group. You know, and growing up in certain households with different cultures, you feel like the minute you hear a support group, it's, oh, I'm not on drugs. I'm not an alcoholic. I'm not going to no group. Are you crazy? But I tell everybody, whatever illness, whatever problem, you don't have to just have an illness. You know, people with suffer with anxiety, anything, they join support groups and they join the same people with the same problems as you, because you don't know until you find somebody else with the same problem. I can call my friends, like, or get on a messenger or call somebody and say that's blind and say, look, I dropped all this stuff on the floor and I can't see where to pick it up. And we can just laugh about it, you know, I used to get so frustrated and so mad, like to the point where I just started busting out crying, like, I can't believe I dropped that. But I had to look at it like a sighted person could have dropped it too. But you don't look at it like that. You just look at it like, if this problem wasn't with me, it wouldn't have happened. You know, so they're a little family for me, like a little extended family I can call. And the group is private. You're not allowed to share anything. If we post anything, you're not allowed to say anybody's name. It's private. You know, it's just something for us to share because we all have the same condition. You know, and then I'm going to get right into going from there saying that, excuse me, that, I asked a question to my peers, and I said, to bring awareness to those that are sighted, what are some things that you can't stand that sighted people do to you? And that goes along with people feeling like, or we feel like people treat us like we're incompetent. You know, incompetent means something that you can't do successfully. Or with success. You know, that's one of the definitions. And it just annoys the hell out of me. Because some of the things is, and please take a note. I know that people don't run into blind people like a new car, like I said before. But I cannot stand when I go to the store. Okay, sometimes I go to grocery shopping by myself. I get a shopper or whatever. And I go to the register and the person that's helping me shop. Now, this is a total stranger. I don't know this person from Adam, Eve, nobody. They hand that person my change. That makes me mad because they feel like I can't see. Oh, I don't know this person. This person could have slipped the money in their pocket and then I said nothing. I'm looking for my change. Everybody act like they stupid. You know, they just like, oh, what happened to it? Do not do that. So if you a cashier out there or anything, don't do that. Hand my change to me. Another thing is, and it's something funny. I was talking to my teacher and he's like, with the cane, I'm going to get some information on the cane a little bit later in the show, but the cane is not a hockey puck. It's not a hockey stick. I'm sorry. A hockey stick or a golf club. Or nothing like that. And I know y'all probably like, who would think that? But you would be surprised. So he's like, somebody came up to him and said, oh, that's a different hockey stick. Now, you know damn well this do not look like a hockey stick. It's not shaped. It's long like one. But everybody knows what the end of a hockey stick looks like. Like, that's just crazy. And, you know, he's like, well, let me show you how much is a hockey stick. But he was just joking. But, you know, those are the type of things that I'm like, duh. But you can't, I learned that you can't say duh because you don't know how many people I run into that don't know what things are. It's like common sense. You think people have common sense or it's common sense, but it's not. And it's just like really crazy to me. Another thing is when I go to the store or I go to the doctor, not the store, I'm sorry. When I go to the doctor and I go with somebody, like if it's a friend, my mate or whatever, they're whispering. They say, can she sit down? I'm like, hello, I'm right here. And anybody that knows me, I'm going to say what I want to say. I have an opinion and I have a mouth. Or I go by myself and they're hollering in my face. Can you sign the paper? I'm like, back up. I can hear you. You know, those are just some of the things that's very, very annoying. Or some people that have a problem with grabbing the cane when I'm walking. Do you want me to grab your cane? Like, it just be the stupidest stuff. And last but not least, if you see the cane, you're supposed to kind of move out the way. But I don't expect that. That's like what they teach us in school. But I look at them like it's real life. Like, no one's going to move out the way. No one's going to respect the fact that I'm blind. None of that. But when I make a mistake and hit your foot or something with my cane, then it's, you would have thought I broke the person's whole ankle. Because I had an incident with that where I'm at dialysis. Somebody was walking in front of me. Now, they jumped in front of me, and I'm walking behind with the cane. I'm like, okay, let me walk behind, you know, let me lag back. But they slowed up because we all have to, you know, weigh ourselves on a scale because we hold fluid and X, Y, and Z. So I nicked the side of her foot on my sack. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. You would have thought I broke her whole toe, her ankle, her knee. And she just started, oh, my God, you hit my foot. I said, girl, really? For real? Are you for real? This little ball ain't do nothing to you. You ain't on no walker, no cane, no nothing. But that's just some of the stuff that I go through. And I'm like, it's not that serious, but I guess it is to some people. You know, so I'm not incompetent. I'm not stupid. I just can't see, you know, but don't. Those are just some of the things that you just should, you know, you just shouldn't do. That's just like with anybody else that's deaf or in a wheelchair or something like that. You just got to be mindful, because I try my best to be mindful to those that are sighted and other with other issues as well. Just because I can't see, I know that you're there. You know, I know that you're there. Another question people ask me is my hearing and other senses like Meteor Man? Yes and no. They just get more aware. They don't get like necessarily kinger or nothing like that, or they don't do that. I just get more aware of things. So if I'm in a room and I'm talking, on the side of me, I pay attention because somebody could be rattling paper or stamping their feet. And I can tell the difference between if they're rattling just a piece of paper or a piece of plastic or something like that. You know, you have to be more aware when you're blind and with your hearing and my taste buds, and things do get a little bit sharper, but I guess I get a little bit more aware of things. And I think the only thing that has got super more sharper is my smell. We were just coming in on a freeway and something smelled so bad. I couldn't take it. You know, I'm covering my nose, I'm covering my mouth. I think that's what one of my senses got the most sharper was my smell. You know, so I'm not Meteor Man. I'm not Marlin from the senses. No, I can't hear stuff from 30 miles away. Mm-mm. It doesn't work like that. Nope. I'm still the same old person. Just things that got a little bit sharper. You know, that's just about it. But other than that, I get asked so many different questions. I know y'all probably like, what else? But the most question that I get asked is about sex. Yes. And I'm going to have a talk about this a little bit more, but just to touch bases on it, that's the main question people ask me. Do you have sex? How do you have sex when you're blind? I'm like, if your man has to have a light to see where it's at, then you don't need to be with him or her or whatever you choose to be with. If they need light to find where it's at, then wrong person for you. Because you don't need to see nothing when you're in the act of that. That's just how I feel personally. But everybody's different. You know, if your man needs to have the lights on, then, hey, that's y'all. That's your prerogative, I guess, but not mine. So now I'm going to jump into a topic that is kind of touchy, like politics and religion, because those are two things that I don't talk about like that. But I am going to have two religious people on my show in the future. But other than that, they're my brothers. So that's one of the reasons why I'm going to have them on the show. But other than that, I don't talk about those topics because those are just too heated for me. But I'm about to talk about family and friends and conditions. I'm going to say that from my perspective. People might not like what I'm going to say, but I'm just blunt and honest like that. So when I went blind, no, I am not going to sit up here and say that certain family members in my personal life was not there. No, I'd be telling a bold-faced lie if I did. But I did feel so many type of ways. I felt like alone. Like I felt really alone. And I'm bringing up this topic because I was actually just talking about it with a friend of mine. And I said, this is the topic for my show. This is what I'm going to talk about: incompetence, family and friends with certain conditions that you have or when something happens to you. Because it is a touchy subject and a lot of people don't like to bring it up, but I am. So a few people that were there for me was a cousin. I'm not going to say no particular names, you know, I'm going to leave that out. But I'm stopping myself because how I was going to say it, I probably just, everybody would have been mad. But I'm a clean it up just a little bit. So I had a cousin I love dearly. She's still my favorite cousin. You know, she make me upset sometimes. I still love her. She know who I'm talking about if she listens to it. But if it wasn't for her in the beginning, she took me to a lot of my doctor's appointments because we were having car trouble. It just felt like everything just hit like boom, boom, boom. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and she had something tragic happen to her. And that's what she was saying. Everything just hit her hard. Well, everything hit me hard the same way. And I appreciated, even if I had to throw out gas money, I appreciated her getting me to my eye doctor's appointments and things like that to prevent it as long as possible from me going totally blind. I had two of my aunties there. And, of course, my grandmother. My grandmother's older. She'll be 81 this year. Yay. And she's never driven, so, you know, she couldn't, unless somebody brung her. My grandmother's, she's a strong person. She's raised me as a mother, so, you know, everybody had issues with their parents and things like that. So, trust me, if she could be there every single moment of the day, she would have. But she has a certain you know, situations as well. And then I didn't really want her there like that because I didn't want to upset her. And then my grandma, you know, as her being a mother, she can get very overwhelming too. And then I had a lot of stuff going on in my mind where I was just like, I love everybody here. I appreciate certain people that's here. But people felt like I was pushing them away. And yeah, to a certain extent, like I said in my first episode, I didn't mean to push nobody away. It was just that when you go through something, regardless if it's losing a child, in my condition being blind, or just anxiety, whatever you suffer from, you sometimes have to get your mind together because that's something that's new that you have to deal with. So it's not like someone is pushing somebody, you know, I'm pushing you away. You know, things happen to me like boom, 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 too. You know, and I was hurt, I was sad, I was pissed off, mad, angry, whatever you want to call it. And I appreciated the people that were there. Yes, I did. But on the flip side, it upset me because when you have a family, regardless if you are in a relationship or not, I don't care if someone is married, someone is just together with someone for years. A person's going to feel like you have a family for a reason. I understand that people have things to do. I understand people have children. I understand people have a whole husband, wife, whatever. But I also feel like you should check on one another. Because I try my best, regardless if you answer the phone or not, to shoot you a text or call you. But then a person like me or a person that do check on a person pulls themselves away, especially when they don't answer the phone either. And, you know, the things I could be saying is could be just me being in my own mind. Like, this is just how I feel because I felt like everybody dropped off the goddamn earth. And that's just how I feel. And those are my feelings. They were ones that was there more than the others, but it's a one particular person that wasn't there at all. And I'm pissed off about it. And I'm not pissed off anymore. Let me correct that. You know, you got to be careful what you say. But I was pissed because I felt like you never addressed the situation. You fell off the face of the earth, you know. And I felt like from a lot of people, just because I had and was in a relationship, it was pushed off on my mate. And I was just left out there. And I feel that with the exception of one or two people that's in my family, if it was not for my mates, I will be in a ditch somewhere. And I've said it multiple times, and I'll say it again. And those are just my feelings, and I'm expressing myself like this because it is so many people that I talk to, regardless, let's take the eye condition out of it. So we gonna pretend like I'm in the studio and I can see the mics, I can see my paper, I can see everything in here right now. And this goes for the sighted people as well that feel like this with their family. That you turn around every 60 seconds and they calling you to talk about they man, they woman, they kids, they X, Y, and Z, but when you need them, they're not there. So I'm going along with life and I was going to delete everybody that was my family off of Facebook. I was going to do all of that. And, you know, I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm just in my feelings. But then when you see when your best friend is knocking at your door and your mate's family is knocking at your door checking on you more than your own family, you do feel some type of way. I felt like, I'm the only child. My mother is dead. And where are y'all? After y'all felt like, oh, her mate got it from here, everybody just dropped off the face of the earth to me. And you know what? Like I said, I could be wrong. I could be wrong. I just couldn't be in my feelings. But my grandfather raised me that regardless of what you're going through, you could pick up the phone and call somebody. And that's just what it is. Now, I'm hanging with my cousins. And I'm doing, we partying for everybody's birthday. And once I fell down a peg, I didn't hear from nobody. Nobody at all. I'm seeing on Facebook or hearing on Facebook or people telling me on Facebook, oh, yeah, and social media, oh, they went to the show. They doing this and they doing that. But I didn't even get a phone call. But we were just hanging tough before all of this happened. My phone didn't stop blowing up. And like I said, I could be wrong. I'm going to keep reiterating that. I could be wrong, but that's just how I felt. Y'all going to the show. That's what I mean by assuming. And I assume, too. I could be assuming right now. But that junk is, it's wrong and it's messed up. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not a big express your feelings type of person. No, I'm not. I'm not whatsoever. But I'm expressing it now. Because these topics has been brought up in some of my social groups and things like that. And people in the blind community, my women friends and my male friends, things like that, they call me and we talk. And I give them advice and they give me advice. You know? And I feel like if you have somebody, regardless if they can see or going through any problems, just return a favor with a phone call. There's too much technology out here for you not to call. So if you feel like I'm talking about you, or if you feel like you taking something out of what I'm saying, not my personal family, but whoever, pick up the phone and call somebody. Cause tomorrow, as I get older, that's the most valuable thing that people say on this earth. Tomorrow ain't promised to nobody. Moments and hours ain't promised to nobody. So just pick up the phone. Knock on somebody's door. Say, hi, how are you? Because then when somebody die, everybody want to be at the funeral. Oh, she was a good person. She loved to do art. She did for everybody. How do you know? I only see you at funerals. I don't see you at parties. I don't see you at nothing. And no, yes, I did stop going to stuff. Because, for one, you know my situation and you know I need a ride. So don't pretend like you call me and say this going on. Because I had an incident where someone called me and said, oh, it's a party. I said, okay. They said, you need a ride? Now, this is like a week before. Yeah, I do. I go. It's a family thing. Then, a couple days later, I talk to the person again. Okay, yeah, I'll be there. And when the day before came, they act like they ain't know what the hell they talking about. And then another thing, just be honest, you don't have to come get me. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you invite me to something and you know the situation, be honest and upfront and say, you got to get there or I come get you or I can't do it no more. That's the most, I can't stand it. But when you do it to the person, all hell then broke loose. Oh, she said this, he said that. That's just annoying to me. You know what I'm saying? So that's my little rant on family because, you know, it can be cool, but then it can't be. And that's just how I feel. I feel like because I have a mate, and it's hard dealing with somebody that can't see. Shit, I was a mess before I couldn't see. And I appreciate my mate so much because I don't know where I would be without her. You know what I'm saying? I don't. I don't know where I would be because I told one of my cousins this, I'd be in a ditch and I mean that. I don't care. I mean that. You know what I'm saying? I get a phone call sometimes if I call, but I don't call no more. You know, I just don't. You know, that's just how I feel. You know, I got an auntie that I feel a lot of ways about. But I can't express myself because I'm never in a room with her for 5 minutes. Or if I am, it's just in a place and time where it's all of that ain't necessary. You know what I'm saying? It's just in a place and time where it's just not necessary at the time. No, I don't go to every family function because I feel a lot of different type of ways about certain things. I feel like my family's not around me enough to know how to deal with me and my condition. I'm more comfortable around my mate's family and my friend's family, my sister's family. Because, you know, when you have something wrong and you step into a situation like a party or something like that, it's not every single family member. And then you just feel normal, you know? It's weird to say, but when you go through something like this, you start feeling unnormal, like you're not normal anymore, you know? Or when you step into a room and... When I first went blind, a side note real quick, when I first went blind, I thought nobody knew in my family. Nobody. I swear up and down, nobody knew. You know, you walk into, and you don't think, you going through your own thing, everybody gossip, I know, but, you know, you go through something that's traumatic, and you walk into somewhere, and you like, only X, Y, and Z know, only auntie such and such, cousin such and such. And you walk into a situation where everybody know. Then you really thinking like, where were all of y'all at? Y'all know I'm by myself out here. I don't have no siblings, no nothing. So y'all exist, but where were y'all at? So I felt like, damn, y'all gossiped amongst each other about me being blind. And I don't mean gossip like you're talking about me in a negative way. I mean that, you know, that gossip, that catty gossip that, oh my God, she went blind. She got on dialysis. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. But you never once said, what's her number? You know? So I know people feel like that regardless if they have sight or not. You know, so that's just my little touch on that and my feelings on that. Just point blank, period. And as far as friendship, I have a best friend. I actually consider two people my best friends. And me and my main best friend, Sam, yes, I said your name. We have never been through times where we could never come back from it. And, you know, I hope that we never go through nothing like that. Yeah, I'd have been mad at her. She'd have been mad at me. But that's my role, dog. Like, I love you so much. Like, we wasn't talking when I became blind. So her son's dad got in touch with each other. I on a whim. He didn't know anything, and I told him I couldn't see, and all this stuff happened. And, you know, we talked for, so long. We got off the phone late. And then he called her, and then she gave me her number, and then we just started up from there. We always can pick up. And she told me, like, now this person, my best friend is mushy, but then again, she'll snap on you. But she was like, I cried so much, and then she has my goddaughter. The love of my life, like, that little girl just, she makes me so happy. And she was like, my goddaughter cried, she cried, and I'm like, it's okay. But she told me that she stopped speaking to me because her father had passed away during that time. And, she was going through her own thing. And she wanted me there, but nobody super knew when I was going blind and my eyesight was deteriorating, fading away, I was in denial. I didn't know what was going to happen. I was just hoping it just came back. You know, and I told her I couldn't show up, and then everything ended. And she, you know, a couple weeks ago, she said, I apologize. She said, I never do no shit like that again. But I understood because you losing a parent, your first parent at that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I can call her and she's like, oh, I'm like, I got to go grocery shopping. All right. It ain't never no. Well, let me just be straightforward. Yes or no. It's not never no, nothing. She just like, okay. And I'm not asking for that for just because I call you, you say yes, no. It's just the fact of she's just straightforward, like, yes, no, I can do it, I can't do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, she never left, she never changed, she never stopped, she never did none of that. She never treated me different. I go around her people, I go around her family, she like, I'm Shamil. You know, that's my word of advice too, just, it's fine. Like, I'm Shamil. All she asked me was, how do I treat you now? Are you different? Do I just show me how to lead you? I said, look, of course I'm not going to learn something overnight. I got to, you know, get over here. If you move, let me feel the house. And what she does is if she gets a new house, she shows me. Long as she shows me where the exits are and make sure she blocks the basement steps so I will make a mistake and fall. She shows me where the stairs are. She says, this is that and the third. And then that's it. You know what I'm saying? Ask. Work with the person. Ask them, how do you want to be treated? You know, are you different? And those, nobody has ever asked me those questions before. And so me and my best friend started back talking. And I was like, oh, my God. You know, like, you never changed. And she didn't. Like, she been the truth. Like, for real. She get on my nerves because I get on hers. But, you know, she like the truth. And the same thing for my little sister and my other best friend. You know what I'm saying? Like, they never, I go around her and my best friend Erica and her family. Like, they never change. You know, so I said these two topics to say, I love my family. That's no doubt. You can't pick your family. Because, shit, if I could, my mama be Oprah. I'm just playing. I wouldn't. I didn't get to know my mom like that, but I probably want to change her for the world. You born into your family, regardless if you like it or not. It makes you stronger. You know, I got some strong women in my family. Some strong black women at that. And I love y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all to death. Yes, I did feel some type of way, and I had to get that off my chest. And if y'all feel some type of way, then I'm sorry. But those are my feelings. If y'all want to call me and say, Shamil, da, 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 that's okay. But I love y'all. I love y'all a lot. But those are just my feelings, you know. And people express their feelings in so many different type of ways. You know, I wouldn't change y'all for nothing. Because y'all, each individually, the persons that I grew up with, taught me how to be the strong individual that I am. I would have never got through blindness without my family. You know, raising me and being there, the ones that were there for me like they were. When I was younger and showed me different things, even if it was in passing or not, I wouldn't be able to get through this. I wouldn't. You know, I wouldn't be able to get through it whatsoever. And I really, really, really appreciate y'all. My friends, my family, everything. So if you got somebody out there, that going through things, whether they have a disability or not, just be there or ask questions or even if you think about the person, just say, dang, let me call Jess. Let me call Robert. Let me call whoever, you know, because that's what counts. Because I try my best to do it. I know people get busy. I know people got kids and some priorities for people are different and everybody headspace is different. But I don't feel like that now. You know, I had to get through my trials and tribulations for the past few years of dealing with this so I can be able to look at things differently. You know, so, you know, that's that or whatever. But moving right along, I'm going to give you guys a little history fact. So I was talking about the cane earlier, so I'm going to give you a little bit more pointers on that. The visually impaired cane is usually a long white stick type of instrument. They call it a cane. It has a red tip. And it can have a white handle or a black handle. Some of the handles are different by color. There are all different types of canes out there. There's different kinds of makers for the canes. I prefer the aluminum cane, but everybody's different. The red tip of the cane is red. Also, it's red because so you can notice it as well. The blind cane is used for blind or visually impaired persons to navigate. So when you see someone that is blind, you can, and the cane is used to move side by side. And that's called a sweeping technique. And we're sweeping in front of us to, you know, let people know that we're there for one, as well as if anything is instruments or couches, anything is in front of us and in our way. Because our cane is our eyes. You know, our cane is our eyes. Our cane is the most important thing besides my phone. You know, I love my phone, but in so many different ways that technology is evolving that you always have to have the cane, though, but maybe one day it'd be something where we wouldn't have to have the cane. But as of now, the cane is the most important thing. No blind person, regardless if you are low vision, should leave the house without your cane. Oh, I was hard-headed. I done fell down the stairs. I done fractured my ankle, my calves, my feet, all type of stuff. And that's not good when you're diabetic because you could lose your toes, your foot, your ankle, your knee. You could lose everything, your whole body. And I don't leave the house where I used to, but now I don't. You know, and it's techniques and ways you have to use the cane. People just feel like you walk out the house and you sweep it from side to side. No, you would not believe how important mobility training is. And most of us can't stand it because there's so much to remember. That white cane it holds a lot of power. You cannot even get a service dog unless you know how to use a cane. And that's the honest truth. You do not qualify for a service animal unless you are certified cane trained, because you have to know how to lead yourself before an animal can lead you. Because at the end of the day, the animal is telling you something is in front of you, but you have to know, you have to navigate the animal as well. So that's just a little fact on the cane. If you see the cane, please kind of move. You know, like, I know everybody is, that's supposed to be quote unquote law. Now, blind persons out there, just don't assume that someone got to move out the way because they see the cane. It's by law, but the people are people at the end of the day. You know, the cane was invented for us, which was a wonderful invention, because when you learn how to use it, you're less scared. I used to be so scared. I didn't want to do nothing. Like, how is this cane going to protect me? How's this cane? I could still fall, but when I'm learning how to use it better, and now I'm not afraid. I used to lag back when people used to leave me. Now I walk side by side. So that's just a little fact on the cane. Like, try your best to, you know, be observant and blind persons too. You know, y'all can hear people in front of y'all. So, you know, I try to be mindful and, you know, lag back a little bit so I can, you know, be mindful, because it's still a stick. It's still considered a weapon. You know what I'm saying? Another little side note. It's not funny. Everybody know Bill Cosby's in jail. And I was watching, I call her Miss T. She's a YouTuber. I'm only bringing this up because he's considered visually impaired now. And they said that they let that man fall down the stairs. They let him fall down the stairs. And they was throwing hot dogs in his face. A hot dog, I'm sorry. And I just thought that was just crazy. Because they wasn't leading him correctly. You know, he's in jail. Everybody wants to pay for what he's done. Everybody has their own opinions on it. But just like they say, you're in jail, but you're still a person. I mean, damn. I do have a little sympathy with him because he's blind, but they said they took away his blind cane because they said he considered it a weapon. I'm like, oh, my God. But, you know, that's just a little crazy. That's just the importance of the cane because, you know, that's just crazy to me. I have my own thoughts on that that I'm going to keep to myself because that's too controversial right now. But, you know, that's just a mess. But moving right along, if you need a cane, if you need a mobility cane. Also, they have canes that are like the canes that, you know, you see maybe a lot of older people use with the three prongs at the bottom or something like that. They have canes like that for people that are blind. So it's more of a stability cane, but it's white with a red tip so you can know I'm blind, but I have trouble with my balance. So they have canes like that. They have something that they also put on the walkers to know that they're blind as well. A lot of people don't know that. You know, they have things to put on the walkers and things like that. They have canes that fold up in six and four. You know, you can get some of these canes at maxiaz.com as well as lns.com. I post all this stuff on my Blind Chick page on Facebook as well as Instagram and Twitter at The Blind Movement. You can see all these things on there. Like my page, love my page, whatever. But all this information that I'm telling you guys are on my page. If you need a cane, please do not walk around thinking that you cannot get one. You can go to the NFB website. Now, their canes aren't the best, and they don't fold the free canes. But they will guarantee you either a free cane every 6 months or a free cane every year. At least you will have a backup cane until you get a better one. And you go on there, you can call. Their information it is on my page, actually. It's on my page. You call. They need a little bit of information from you, and they'll ship you out a cane. It does take a little while, but at least you will have something. Also, if you need a cane, you can go to Receiving Hospital, to the University Health Center, and it's the VIS, Visually Impaired Services. You can call up there. They're really cool people. That's actually where I go to school at. They host classes, and they will try to help you get a cane. They'll do your measurements for the cane, and they send it over to another nonprofit company, and they will help you get a cane. So I'm telling you guys this because when I became blind, I didn't have a cane. I didn't have anything. You know, I was finding my way off just by hearing and things like that. The first thing I ever did was got to the car by myself in the driveway. And you think that you're like, oh, the driveway's just right there. But when you visually impaired, it sometimes seems like a long way. So you don't have to walk through life without a cane. You know, you don't have to feel like there's no resource out there for you. That's the reason of my show. Now I'm getting to a lot of topics, but I'm always at the end of my show is going to give you a resource. I'm going to give you a resource, whether you can see, whether you are blind or not, you know, and for people that are blind and sighted, I know out there is difficult having internet services. AT&T Access this is also on my pages. They have $10 internet. No, it's not the fastest, but it's free installation, no down payments, and they give you internet. All you have to do is be a part of a SNAP program. That's like a bridge card. I think it's just they just take bridge cards. But and everything, you can sign up for everything online, and they walk you through it if you call over the phone. Sighted people, you may need a little help. I mean, I'm sorry, not sighted people. Visually impaired people, you guys may need a little help filling out the applications. But you can call over the phone. They'll mail you one, and you may need a little help filling it out. Or you can take a picture and do it over your phone or on the internet, on your computers, whatever the case may be. So if you have got kids out there, they do their homework and all that type of stuff, internet can be expensive. Wi-Fi is expensive because everybody needs it. So that's just a little $10 affordable internet. You know, and then, you know, if Halloween is coming up, so the Zoo Boo I know at the Detroit Zoo, they're having some things. That's on my page. You can click on the link to the zoo. They also have something where you can go do drinks and stuff for 21 and up. I didn't really look into that because I was doing it for the kitties. But that link is on my page, The Blind Chick on Facebook. Let me see where else, other sources you can get a cane. Like I said, Maxier's. Canes are not that expensive. They range from 20. I think they stop maybe $40. But to a person that's low income, it can get rough getting a cane. You know, blind equipment is very, 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 very expensive. You know, so, and then these canes are, some of them are durable and stay, but they can easily break as well. Because I have two backup canes. And, you know, I try to have a backup cane at all times because you never know what may happen. They have different tips for the canes as well. Those can get a little expensive. I like the rollerball cane. They go over cracks and things like that easily. But it's different canes for the grass and dirt. And, you know, it gets deep. But a link to the history about a cane, I just gave you a little fact, is on my page as well. So all the things that I'm talking about is on my page, you know, and all that good stuff. I want to do a little belated birthday thing before I get up off here. I want to say happy belated birthday to my niecey Poo, Isabella, my friend Candace, happy birthday. I'm sorry that I couldn't make it to your freak show party tonight. Support my friend, y'all. She's coming out with it's called Real Detroit. Hopefully it'll be out soon. I'll keep you guys updated with it and everything. But her birthday just passed. Her freak show 50-60s party is tonight. I'm so sorry I had to be here. I couldn't make it, honey. But I hope you have a beautiful birthday party, and I hope you had a great birthday. My nephews, Jaleel and little Fred, my mate, my little sister, are you Virgos out here? Because it's, like I say, Lion Libra season. I'm just kidding. But I hope that you guys enjoyed the show. I love you guys. I holla.